Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
The poem that you chose this month is, I think, a very important one. It comes from the Canadian Family Physician Journal, published in 2019. It deals with an incredibly important topic, which is opioid use disorder. It's something that many of us have very little experience with. You know, we're much better at prescribing opioids than we are in dealing with the disorder. Yet many of us, depending on where we practice, are given access to these patients, or their patients are coming to us with these disorders, some of them as a result of prescription drugs and some of them from recreational use. And the old standbys of methadone and Narcotics Anonymous are still okay, but the numbers are huge and we need some help here. The article that you've chosen from this Canadian Family Physician starts on page 194. It was published this year in 2019. It helps to answer the question, can opioid use disorders be adequately treated or managed in managed care settings? Mark, is this something that we can do?
Yeah, and it really focused on not only managed care, but just primary care in general. And I think what it's worth, if a listener is thinking about incorporating this in their primary care practice, it's worth finding this article. Canadian Family Physician is freely available online. I don't believe you need any subscription to it. And so you can just Google Canadian Family Physician and find the journal. And this was an umbrella systematic review. So basically, they didn't do their own systematic review. They just looked at all of the ones in the literature and tried to organize them, interpret them, and summarize them. So if you are thinking about doing this, it is worth finding the article. Basically, they looked at published systematic reviews of randomized trials and randomized trials individually, looking at the detection, diagnosis, management, and drug treatment of opioid use disorders in primary care. They used observational studies if randomized trials were lacking. They included studies that had lots of different outcomes, from morbidity and mortality to more societal outcomes like crime and incarceration and employment, quality of life, and then, of course, opioid use and treatment retention, which is important. The authors identified 39 systematic reviews, 26 RCTs, one cohort study, and as Dr. Barry, the author of this poem, says, and a partridge in a pear tree. Four RCTs directly evaluated primary care treatment of these opioid use disorders and found much higher levels of patient satisfaction and higher rates of retention and street opioid abstinence in primary care. So primary care does, because perhaps we often know the patients and have a relationship with the patients, they can be a more supportive setting. The authors found lots of systematic reviews and clinical trials of various drugs, buprenorphine alone or in combination with naloxone, kept more patients in treatment than placebo. Number needed to treat was 4, which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Similarly, methadone and naltrexone all kept more patients in treatment than placebo. And in head-to-head studies, methadone was more effective than buprenorphine, but there was a lot of heterogeneities. Different studies found different results there. Methadone had twice the rate of sedation, though, based on one RCT, so more side effects with methadone than buprenorphine. Like I said, there's a lot more to this paper, and if you're interested in getting into this, you know, certainly getting some continuing education, increasingly continuing ed courses are available that can, you know, help us with this. There's some good review articles, and this is one of those umbrella reviews that can help you kind of get up to speed on this literature. So Canadian Family Physician, 2019, page E194.
It's probably worth mentioning also that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and the NIH both have online courses for clinicians. You know, using buprenorphine is something that requires a little bit of additional education. It's not rocket science. Anybody can do it, but it's not something that you can just begin on your own. And if you're dealing with these kinds of patients, at least in my world, it's really hard to find anybody to refer to. So it's important, to at least within a practice have someone that feels comfortable with this.
Yep. Good point.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Next week it is.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another Medical Poem.